This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And it is such a pleasure to welcome someone that I have been talking to for so many years now. This is a man that I first want to give everybody a little bit of a reference to Dr. Earl Mindell, because Dr. Mindell is one of the earliest true pioneers in the world of CBD. He talked about CBD before it was in to talk about CBD. But he also has been giving us tremendous information as a registered pharmacist, as a young man working in a pharmacy in L.A., a 24/7 pharmacy in L.A. He couldn't figure out how to stay awake and then started using vitamins and nutrients. And it led him to his fascination of writing about vitamins in a book that right now has sold over 11 million copies worldwide. Yes, 11 million. Think about it. One book all over the world. 11 million copies. It is Earl Mindell's New Vitamin Bible. And he has written over 20 best-selling books, he's such a prolific author. He is on the board of directors of the California College of Natural Medicine. He serves on the Dean's Professional Advisory Group of Pharmacy, Chapman University. He was inducted into the California Pharmacists Association's Hall of Fame and awarded the President's Citation. I mean, it goes on and on and on. He's a registered pharmacist, master's in health, PhD, master herbalist, college educator, and you have seen him on every major television show there is to see, including The Late Show with David Letterman back in this day. And he still lives in Beverly Hills. Dr. Earl Mindell, the new book is out, Dr. Earl Mindell's Guide to Healing with CBD. Oh, my gosh, what a pleasure. Welcome back. It's been much too long.
Frankie, it's a pleasure, and thank you for those kind words. Yeah, you know, the problem is that CBD was really hot a couple years ago before COVID, and then when COVID came in, it just kind of wiped it out. So it's back. I've got a new book about how you can really use CBD to guide your health. I think CBD is going to be the biggest supplement of the 21st century because it has so many benefits. And of course, we found the endocannabinoid system. We didn't even know it was in the body. And that pretty well takes care of almost all problems in the system.
So let me go back. When you were a very young pharmacist in this 24/7 pharmacy, mm-hmm. When did you realize that it was not the pharmaceuticals that were going to help you, but the vitamins? How soon in the game?
Well, another pharmacist and I opened the pharmacy. It was open from 9 in the morning till midnight, and then we took night calls. So on a typical weekend, I'd be working 15 hours a day and then get two or three night calls. So I was in terrible shape. I mean, really, it was unbelievable. And he seemed to be able to overcome the stress better than I could. So I said, what's your secret? He says, I take vitamins. I have to remember, this is, I hate to tell you, half a hundred years ago.
Right.
So I started taking B vitamins, vitamin E, C, minerals, and I felt so much better. It was unbelievable. In fact, we actually, people coming in the pharmacy, we would give them a starter of B vitamins because most people, the biggest complaint they have is that they're tired all the time. And that's how it all happened. I said, you know, there's something I want to do. at that is to help people to be well and to stay well, because prescription drugs are fine to basically attack the symptoms, but they usually don't get people any better, and they have to take them for long periods of time, and they don't feel that great. So that's how it all started, and I went back and I got a PhD in nutrition, and out came the Vitamin Bible, which, by the way, is a new, just came out, a new edition called Dr. Earl Mandel's Vitamin Bible, so it's available. And it's only, it's still only $10, which I can't believe. I mean,
that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yeah, that's
amazing.
So,
I mean,
what's it like to sell over, I just can't even fathom, 11 million books, over 11 million.
Well, you know, you don't think of it as how many you sell, but I've had some great experiences. I was in Holland, the Netherlands, and went to a health store, and on the counter they had my book in Dutch. And in, let's see, where was it? In Germany. Yeah, I think it was in one of the cities in Germany. I went into a library. And you know how they overhead, they have what type of books are, and the book was in Gesundheit, which means health. So it's pretty exciting when you see books, your book translated into 34 languages now, and you can't even read one word of the book. It's very exciting, though, especially around the world. And I've had people tell me that I was instrumental in their making the trip to health, to change their life, to change their diet, and it's very rewarding, but we got a big, big, shall we say, problem in the country, and that is we still are the most overweight country in the world, and we're not healthy at all. I mean, it's pathetic.
No, we're not.
It really is. I mean, there's
one. You were the first one that said, you were the first one that said we take better care of our pets and our cars than we do of ourselves. And let's get back to the CBD book, because this book is just absolutely brilliant. CBD, How to Maximize the Healing Power of CBD for Your Health. And right now, many, many people are not sleeping, and they're anxious.
Right.
And the list goes on. So talk to us about this.
Well, by the way, people say, is there any published medical and scientific studies? There's 11,000 of them. 11,000. It's nothing new. But you're right. CBD helps with anxiety, with stress. It helps you sleep better. It has all depression. I mean, this COVID thing has really knocked the country out for a couple of years. So I think there's going to be a great demand for taking it. And you start with what I did in the book is put individual amounts for people to take for certain situations. So you can start with smaller amounts, but you've got to get up to about 25 to 50 milligrams of CBD. And by the way, CBD is now legal from hemp in all states. In fact, the state of California passed a law saying that all hemp products are legal. The ones I recommend have no THC, which is the hallucinogenic part of the cannabis world. So the two are completely different, but all I can tell you is the longer you take the CBD, the better the results.
So you're in your new book, part one is a guide to buying the CBD, because it's still very confusing for consumers, Dr. Earl Mandel.
It's true. It's true. I mean, but basically, you can get a capsule, you can get a sublingual, you can get a liquid form. But the secret is look on the label and make sure how much CBD you're getting, because I've had people buy something and it says so much CBD, and then they don't realize it's the whole container, not just the so-called single serving.
Yes, that's a big problem, and the FDA still has not made it available with guidelines, and unfortunately it's a problem for a lot of people, because they don't know, is it a dietary supplement? What is it that they're buying?
Well, that's true. true. Federally, it's a mess, and I'm very surprised that the current administration, because they said they were going to make cannabis legal, and of course CBD as well, and they haven't done anything in the years. So basically, if it's from hemp. CBD from hemp is legal in all states, no problem. And the ones I recommend have the amount of CBD right on the label, and it tells you exactly how to take it.
Right there. Okay. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, though, we will get into why one should take CBD, because it's in his new book. The book is out now. It's Dr. Earl Mandel's Guide to Healing with CBD, How to Maximize the Healing Power of CBD for Your Health. We'll be back in just this, in just a moment with this iconic figure, Dr. Earl Mandel. So happy to have him with us. The 11 million copies of the Vitamin Bible have been sold, and we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z in Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk. In the middle of a conversation with the vitamin Bible guru himself, Dr. Earl Mindell, Healing with CBD, How to Maximize the Healing Powers of CBD. So this book, you say, is divided into two sections. Part one provides a consumer's guide to buying CBD. And then what is part two about?
Well, how to use it for different situations. For example, I'll just tell you some of the things that you can use CBD with. That's acne, anxiety, arthritis pain, blood clots, brittle hair and nails, eczema, depression, dry skin, heart disease, hormonal imbalance, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, infection, inflammation, insomnia, PMS, psoriasis, stress. I mean, people say that it's impossible. How can one thing do so much? And that is because of the endocannabinoid system, that when CBD gets into the system, which starts at the very tip of your forehead to the tip of your toes, it's called an adaptogen. It adapts to where you need it. And that's why it has so many wonderful, wonderful, I feel, benefits. And people who take it start to understand that it gets better the longer you take it. It's not something, pain relief, etc. It's not something you take and half hour later your headache goes away. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting to the cause of the problem, which is the most important thing.
So the endocannabinoid system, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, actually, it's very new. I mean, we didn't even know it existed. We know the central nervous system. This actually is a system in the body that goes right from your brain all the way right to the tip of your toes and all through the blood circulation. So that when you take a supplement like CBD from hemp, it goes to the necessary areas of the body that needs it.
And we've known about this for, 30, 40 years now? That's it?
Just very short of it's really haven't been publicized in any, maybe in the last 10, 15 years.
And so how, if you're having a hard time sleeping, Dr. Earl Mindell, what do you do? About 20, 30 minutes before you go to sleep, you can take a little CBD?
Yeah, well, there's different sleep problems. There's one problem that people can't get to sleep. Then there's the other one that they go to sleep, but they wake up a couple times during the night. So this takes care of, it probably has a lot to do with stress, anxiety, depression. So what basically the reason CBD works for sleep is that it helps anti-anxiety, anti-stress, and even antidepressant. So if you are feeling better, you can, the normal sleep pattern, we can't go without sleeping. I mean, there's no such thing, but if it's interrupted sleep, or you've got to be careful, of course, of how much caffeine you're drinking before, at least a few hours before sleeping. But in general, I feel about 25 to 50 milligrams of CBD from hemp can be taken about a half hour to an hour before bedtime.
And it varies depending on the person. For some of us, we only need 10 milligrams. It depends on who you are.
Exactly. It depends on the less the better, of course, but a lot of people don't understand that they say if they take a small amount that doesn't work. Well, you have to go higher until you get the level that is going to affect you.
Absolutely. And your new book, you really get into all of this. You get into how to select the best products, understanding what to look for when buying CBG supplements so that you're not disappointed because, you know, you work hard for your money. You want your products to work.
Absolutely. I mean, and there are some excellent products on the market and some not so excellent. See, what happens when you when something gets very current, everybody jumps onto the into the marketplace and they produce some type of products. But the tried and true ones that have clinicals that can tell you that the exactly what is on the label. I would check with the company, if wherever you're buying, check the company and see what kind of research studies they have to substantiate what they're saying.
I want to talk about the opioid epidemic in this country because you really believe that this product, CBD, can absolutely help with opioid addiction.
Well, there's no doubt about it. It is, it's out of control. I mean, even our establishment said over 100,000 deaths from overdose, and a lot of them are due to the opiates. The problem is that, you see, it's so easy for the physicians to prescribe the Vicodins and the Oxycontins and the Percocets and the, or whatever else, and the general public taking the acetaminophen, the Tylenols, the aspirins, the Aleves, or whatever else it is. We don't think in terms of a natural product like CBD, which can help to really get to the cause of the problem, not just treat the symptoms. And that's what it's all about, getting to the cause of the problem. That's what the endocannabinoid system is all about. It gets to the cause of the problem. It doesn't just treat symptoms.
So it's so interesting. When you were a young pharmacist, those kinds of drugs were not given out so freely, were they?
No. Actually, the big drug at the time was codeine. Aspirin with codeine, but it causes constipation so often. And dextropropoxyphene or Darvon was the big drug then, but they were mild compared to. I mean, we're talking about the drugs today are one is okay, five you're dead. I mean, it's much more potent than ever before.
Much more potent.
Much more potent, and we are when it comes to drugs. We're the number one in the world, I mean, for the amount of drugs. The average person is taking 3 to 4 drugs a day, and the average elderly is in the almost in the double digits.
Isn't that crazy? Absolutely crazy. Hey, I know that you also write a little bit about the age-related macular degeneration and how CBD
yes.
might help.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting new research that we think it can basically be a good prevention against macular degeneration. Of course, there's a couple of different types of macular degeneration, but in general, if you take CBD daily, you're going to find there's so many benefits over a long period of time that you wouldn't even know if you didn't take them.
This is awesome stuff. Yes. Dr. Earl Mindell, we are out of time, but as a registered pharmacist who's passionate about educating us, the new book is called Dr. Earl Mindell's Guide to Healing with CBD. Is there a website that you can recommend for people?
Yes, you can go to drearlmindell.com. I do Facebook blogs. You can become a Facebook friend of mine. Books are all available on AmazonBooks.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you in the next few weeks. Hopefully, we will get together at our expo. Yes, yes, yes. Thanks so much, Doc. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer with Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Oh.
And welcome back, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. As someone who really understands the underbelly of the criminal justice system, his new book is out. It's called American Injustice. David Rudolph, welcome to the program. It's a real pleasure to have you with us. As an attorney, as someone who has been on many sides of our legal system, you have been fighting for the individual. You've been a passionate advocate, fighting for individuals against the power of the government. You founded your law firm in 1982 to represent the rights of people, and the firm has never wavered from that mission. And you say that this all began with you as a young student and the Kent State shootings.
Well, yes. I mean, it was probably in my DNA before then, but certainly it crystallized for me starting during the Vietnam War protests, what happened at Kent State, what happened at Jackson State, which was equally atrocious. You know, then, of course, we had Watergate, we had the Saturday Night Massacre, and we had the Attorney General of the United States being indicted for obstructing justice and being convicted of obstructing justice, and then you had Iran-Contra, and on and on and on. So, you know, for me, pushing back against the limits or the expansion of the federal government and state government has sort of been a lifelong journey for me.
And the staircase, tell us about this amazing story and case, because it's been featured. It's going to be a movie with some very big stars, but it's also been a feature documentary on Netflix.
It has, and it's actually going to be a docuseries on HBO sometime in the next 6 months or so. I'm not sure when. The documentary was years and years in the making. I think total is about 15 years in the making. The first 8 episodes covered the time period between 2001 and 2003. And then the last 5 episodes covered the aftermath between 2011 and 2015 or 16. And I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it already, but it is it takes you behind the scenes of the criminal justice system. I made a conscious effort to allow the cameras to capture what a criminal defense lawyer does, what we're faced with, and how we deal with it. So that people have a really accurate notion of what criminal defense lawyers do, as opposed to the notion that's sort of painted on shows like Law and Order. It's been an amazing journey for me.
I'm sure it has. I wanted you on the Cannabis Show because I'm constantly talking about how the injustice in the world of cannabis continues in this day and age. And I'd love for you to elaborate a little bit about what is happening, because there are people that are still in our prisons from just possessing a cannabis.
Well, that, you know,
I mean, just, I mean, it just, it blows my mind to think that someone has a joint and they were arrested and they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. They're not socially, economically able to get out of jail, had the wrong lawyer, the wrong defense person, you know, and here they are still in jail. How is that possible in this day and age?
Well, you know, you're sort of preaching to the choir. I was a member of normal, you know, probably starting in the early 80s or late 70s. I've always believed that these marijuana laws were just ridiculous. You know, if you're going to regulate it like alcohol, not like, some illegal substance that harms people. But in any event, you know, back when I was active and normal, you know, the idea that we would actually achieve legalization was a sort of a dream almost. I'm not sure any of us thought we would see it in our lifetimes. But now here we are in 2022, and state after state after state, even conservative states, are decriminalizing at worst and legalizing in some places possession and use of marijuana. And so that raises the question, well, what about people, and you know, you limited it to the person who had a joint, but I want to broaden it. You know, what about somebody who had more than a joint? What about, you know, somebody who had, you know, the equivalent of what would be considered intent to sell, even though they hadn't sold anything? Or, you know, people who distributed it to their friends, whether in college or at work situations, and were convicted of distributing marijuana. You know, if any of those people are still in jail, and I think some of the sentences that were handed out under the federal guidelines in particular mean that a number of them are still in jail, there's absolutely no reason. I mean, if what they did is no longer illegal, get them out. You know, if you don't want to just pardon them, commute the sentences. You know, just get them out of prison because they didn't belong there in the first place, and they certainly don't belong to stay. They certainly don't deserve to stay there.
Where are we, and do you think that this will ever? Do you think that we will ever see a national platform where they will take the keys and open the jail cells and let people out of jail?
You know, I'm not sure we'll see a national platform. I think it's going to happen state by state, and I think the train has sort of left the station on that, and I don't see it stopping anytime soon. You know, for one thing, if you're a state that hasn't legalized it, but the states on either side of you have, and they're making money from taxing it, pure economics, which so often drives our political system, is going to dictate that you're going to legalize it because you don't want to lose the revenue to the other states. And indeed, you know, I think revenue is in fact a big driver, just like it was with alcohol. You know, during Prohibition, everybody was up in arms about alcohol being the devil's drug. But then when people started bootlegging it and making large sums of money, and the states realized and the federal government realized that they could reap enormous taxes from it, attitudes changed. So, you know, it's part of the hypocrisy of America, I guess. I think you know that is already happening, and I don't see it stopping. But to be honest, and this may go beyond sort of your show, but I think that drugs in general ought to be decriminalized and made into a public health issue. There's no reason to treat drug use or drug possession or drug sales as criminal as opposed to treating it as a public health issue, which is what it is. So, you know, instead of spending the money on enforcement, spend it on education. You know, we pretty effectively wiped out cigarettes as a health hazard through public education campaigns. We didn't make smoking illegal. We addressed it as a public health concern. And that's exactly what we should be doing with regard to all drugs, you know, particularly marijuana, but really all drugs, I think.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. And I think that we need to really and truly continue the education and that aspect of it. But I just want to ask you, if a listener is out there and they have a family member still in prison, what do they do at this point? How do they try and get someone out of jail that had, you know, possession of cannabis when it's now legal in so many states?
Well, you know, it's going to vary from state to state because each state has different procedures. But one route would obviously be to seek a commutation. Each state has somewhat different procedures for commuting sentences. It's much harder to get a pardon than it is a commutation. With a commutation, the state doesn't have to admit that they did something wrong. It's more sort of a grace Act.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you continue that thought. We have to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment with David. And David, give us the best website and how people can get your new book, please.
It's davidsrudolph.com is my website. And the book is a page on the book there, so they can just go there, and there's all kinds of information about the book and about the staircase as well.
We'll be right back. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey, and that's what we do. We try to educate people. Joining us today, David S. Rudolph, American Injustice is his new book. It is inside stories from the underbelly of the criminal justice system. And as a criminal defense and civil rights attorney for more than 40 years, you've been spending your fighting, your career fighting abuses of power and corruption. A Netflix documentary series based on one of his most notable murder cases, The Staircase. HBO Max is currently filming a series as well on the same story, gripping case, starring Toni Collette and Colin Firth. But as one of the nation's most renowned, knowledgeable, and principled criminal defense attorneys, you are sharing with us that the flaws in our criminal justice system are way too many. Explain to us what that means.
Well, you know, the problem, of course, is that the criminal justice system is run and populated by people. And so people have weaknesses, and so the criminal justice system has weaknesses. And the problem really is that we haven't recognized the weaknesses and the impact those weaknesses have. So, you know, as a result of that, there have been literally thousands of people exonerated over the past 30 years from prison sentences for crimes they did not commit. And that is the proverbial tip of the iceberg, because it doesn't even approach the numbers of people who are actually still in prison for things they didn't do. And then, of course, there's all the people who were prosecuted for things that they didn't do. They may not have been convicted, but their lives were completely upended just by the prosecution. So it's an enormous problem, and it's something that obviously has affected, you know, drug prosecutions as well as every other kind of prosecution in the United States.
And the wrongful convictions add up in the past 30 years, nearly 2,800 people serving prison sentences in the United States have been released. But, you know, 25,000 years of prison time is way too many years in prison, to be honest with you, way too many. And for people that have been caught and unfortunate timing, and why are so many people in jail still in this day and age, 2022, still in prison for minor offenses when it comes to cannabis, in your opinion, David?
You know, I think it was just demonized, you know, back in the 80s with, you know, the famous Just Say No campaign that Nancy Reagan and her husband Ronald sort of championed. And there was a lot of misinformation. I mean, I remember back when I was in college watching a movie called Reefer Madness, which I don't know if it still exists. It was a
oh yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of a joke when you watched it, but it wasn't meant to be a joke. It was meant to scare the heck out of people about smoking marijuana. And that was a very common, sort of, I wouldn't call it a public education campaign. It was a public scare campaign, that ran, you know, really all through the 80s and early 90s. And it's only recently, that there's been any real pushback from the scientific community, and from normal people. I'm not talking now about the lawyers who have always thought it was ridiculous, or the normal members, who always push for legalization. But I think mainstream America is beginning to realize that it was just silly. And I guess part of it is driven by the fact that so many people who are now in positions of power have used marijuana. And they know that it doesn't do anything evil. It doesn't, you know, it's not a gateway to heroin, as used right. to be labeled. So, you know, I think it's just been a massive misinformation campaign that was meant to do exactly what it did, which was to criminalize drugs, which were, you know, primarily in the lower economic areas of big cities. And that's really where the drug enforcement was directed. I remember the very first federal case I ever did in North Carolina. I represented a great guy, who used to deliver boatloads of marijuana from Columbia to the North Carolina coast. And he was eventually busted. And he got a sentence of 10 years. And now back in 1983 when that happened, no, in 1981 when that happened, 10 years was an enormously long sentence. But of course, it pales in comparison to the sentences that are being handed out, in the 2000s, for that amount of drugs. You know, he'd be doing 40, 50, 60 years. It's sort of grown on itself. It's fed on itself. And I think it's going to take a while for the public to really, understand how damaging that whole episode was in our criminal justice system.
And you also say, David, that poverty and racism deform our criminal justice system in fundamental ways. And racial minorities throughout the country have disproportionately been the target and victims of police and prosecution misconduct.
Well, let's just look at the drug laws for a second. Up until pretty recently, the disparity between crack cocaine and powder cocaine was, I think, 100 to 1 in terms of sentencing. There was never any basis for that, but the bottom line was crack was the drug of choice in the inner cities and in ghettos and in slums and places where the lower
absolutely
and powder was the drug of choice in the suburbs.
And so that we are out of time, but this has just been so wonderful chatting with you. American Injustice, the new book is out. We need outspoken attorneys like David S. Rudolph, and we thank you so much. And the best website for people?
It's davidsrudolph.com, and it's RUDOLF.
Thank you so much, David. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
for being
Frankie.
With us. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Just smile through your fears and sorrow. Smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.